on.
We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, March 23rd at 8:32 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Schuler, Tiemann, and Dorn. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
Motion to approve.
Excuse me, I'd like to talk about the, we're talking about equalization. Okay, yep. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yep.
Motion to approve the agenda by Dorn. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Juergens.
We're missing Mr. Byers here.
Oh, and also attendance by observation, Tiemann. I forgot Tiemann. We have a motion by Dorn, second by Juergens to approve the agenda as presented. Any discussion? Please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
Terry, your book check.
Your motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Juergens.
I'm sitting here, too.
I'll wake up here pretty quick.
Any discussion? Please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Comments from the assessor.
We're going to come up on protests. So you guys are going to have to decide what you want to do. I send out notices May 31st. All my values went up last week, Friday.
How far? Quite a bit.
Houses.
Thoughts on that? Do we want to go with the referee? Do we want to sit in on those again? Mr. Juergens.
I'd like to make comment on that. I've sat in on a lot of them in the past. I think Eric has, probably everybody. But it was time-consuming back in the day, and you were talking days and days and days and days and days. Well, what I always felt was most of the time you would have different groups of people listening to the protest. You didn't have the same persons all the time because you were looking at 2 weeks straight, and it everybody kind of traded off back and forth. The reason why I feel the system that we've been using in the last 3 years, Patty, possibly?
Probably a little longer than that.
Four, maybe. You have one person that listens to all the protests. We've hired them. Commercial has been...
That one's almost impossible for you guys to do.
Right. Lloyd Dickinson?
Well, not commercial. Commercial was always
Daryl.
Daryl. And then Lloyd Dickinson did farm. And I feel that's the way to go again, if you can get those two people to come.
Yeah, I talked to Lloyd, and he's in Arizona right now because he goes south for the winter. He's going to be gone a couple weeks because, you know, June and July is kind of vacation for some of those that have little grandkids and stuff. But I think we can work around that. Now, one thing I might tell you guys is we have until July 25th to get everything done. But your last board meeting, and we always kind of had it in the afternoon on the board meetings, your last board meeting is the 13th. So it's possible you may have to have a special meeting because we're talking way ahead of the 25th.
We've done that in the past.
And so depending on what my ag land is not going to increase much. The home site under the first acre under the house will a little bit. Ag land is not, because we're still looking at 3 years back. So keep that in mind, because the sales going forward that have happened are not in this study. And then most of the homes almost throughout Gage County went up. And it's a very difficult year because of the price bidding up and all that. So I had cautioned this, we brought that up in some of our meetings because sometimes the price that was on the house, people had bidding wars and brought that price up. And so is that really the market? Or, you know, there was a shortage of houses. So there was a lot of things that we had to look at this year that was kind of difficult to meet our level of value. And by that, I mean if some of them were under, you know, some of our towns were like at 80%. And we've never seen towns that are smaller have this high sales that they've had, you know, especially in the south and some of those areas. And one thing I want to emphasize is we have to treat the unsold the same as the sold. Just because something sells and we run out and we check it and we say, okay, was this a good sell? You know, what went with it? We try to verify the sale. If there's a whole row of homes that are the same, just because we looked at the sold one, we have unsold ones that could have the same basement finish and things like that. So that's what gets complicated, because it's the sell ones that bring that median level of value to the point that it needs to be at, and we have to bring that up to 92 to 100%. So I would say the majority of our residentials in Gage County this year got an increase, and some of them significant. So
I guess,
and that's,
and I don't know if you know this answer, but what approximately does it cost the county to hire referees, if you want to say it that way?
No, it's, I don't know. That would,
I mean,
have
just
to
take a guess, Patty. I mean, so everybody knows.
What did what we pay per hour? It's Con Darrell's contract. I mean, it's not cheap.
No, I know it isn't. And that's why, I guess.
$75 an hour, probably.
You're looking at.
And that's probably not a commercial one.
And you're looking at probably by the time they go out and look at things and stuff and do it properly. You're a couple weeks
What's
sure.
Real helpful is if the taxpayer lets them in and talks to them the first time and doesn't, you know.
Some don't.
I don't know. What's everybody else's feeling on that one?
I liked it when we did it. The issue we came down to, I mean, because we had that direct contact with people, and I sat on those with you different times. I really did like that. You made the comment, though. We had consistency. It was, I mean, equalization's all about consistency countywide, and that gave us as consistent of process as possible. And I guess as a caveat to that, if the people don't agree with the decision that's given by the referees and Patty, there is one last chance to appeal that to us prior to anything being finalized. So there is still that last appeal to the board before we read those in on that special meeting or that afternoon when we go through the ones that are still not satisfied. That's the last step before Turk.
And we've only had 300, which out of 16,000 parcels has not been that many in the past. I'm not sure what's going to happen this year, just with the increases. But that would probably take, when those guys come in, the first initial hearing, they fill a day of 15 minutes apart, and they listen for several hours, you know. So those could end up being a few days. I just don't have any call on how many will come in. And they never come in until almost the last week. But then you get into, though, when you do listen to them yourself, then you get into, if you go to Turk, that gets pretty pricey, too, as far as for us, when you're talking about who you pay, because generally Darrell goes up on those, or Lloyd, or me. I go, but I'm already paid here, but Roger has to sometimes look into stuff. And
but that's an addition. We don't have any say in that.
That's correct.
I mean, we have to defend that. But I think you make a good point, Terry.
I mean, it's just you hire a plumber or electrician or anything else, these guys are kind of on the same scale, I mean, as far as their professions go, so.
Their knowledge of the valuation is probably far greater than ours, because that's what they deal with.
And you really have to take your emotion out of it.
Yes.
And that's pretty hard to do sometimes. I mean, that's the hardest part of, you know, learning that. You can't.
And I think, Patty, if I remember correctly, in the past few years anyway, there were a fair amount of protest, but most of them resolved ahead of time. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, and a lot of, almost all of them. You guys, I don't think, looked at hardly any of them last year. You had minimal people in here.
I think it was less than 10, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we do talk to them a lot, and a lot of it just let us on your property. You know, things are getting a little bit, you know, they don't really want you on your property right now, so And we've been careful the last 2 years just because of everything going on. If they let us on, it's so easy to go over stuff and just correct things. Sometimes it's just my basement's only a certain percent finished. I mean, and then there's some out there that might build their house first and their basement isn't finished till a little later. Well, if we can't get them to answer back, sometimes we just go ahead and put a 75% finish on it to have that generate a notice, and then that notice comes back to, you know, they'll come in and say, hey, my basement's not finished, so then we're okay. But, I mean, we try to work with them as best we can. I mean, and if there's sometimes there's just some that'll come in and say, I want a $1,000 reduction. That doesn't even amount to, that amounts to about $20 taxes, you know, and I think sometimes there's not a real good understanding of what, and it's possible that that $1,000 could just come off because.
Sounds like a good trade. Make it happen.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that when they're asking for $1,000 off, that's really not, tax-wise, that's not a lot of. And I think, you know, just to understand the process, you know, if they ask for $20,000 or something, or there's something different like that. And I'm not saying not to, you know, if your little metal shed's gone, you know, we'll probably just take your word for it and take it off, you know, we can look. And so those are simple. Those really don't even need protests. Just let us know and we'll come look.
When would you need to know on referees, or,
well,
or are you just moving forward with that anyway?
We're not sending them out till March 31st. I have to see if I pass the church, or they're doing a report and opinion right now, the state on all the 93 counties. So we have to see what level of value I'm on all the three parcels, or the commercial, res, and ag. And so I think we're in compliance with all those. But like I said, it is really difficult to hit some of those.
And again, sometimes it'd be, you know, like you say, send them out, see what the response is. But if they wait till the last minute, it's real hard to re-employ, if you will, or re-retain our experts.
Now, let me explain.
They're going to fill their schedule, and they can certainly do that.
This
once
isn't
you
only
lose them
this isn't the
off
only.
Your scheduling,
yeah.
You may not be able to get those people back. And I mean, we've worked with both of them, and I mean, that's just another thing you got to think about.
Also, dates when things need to be turned in are set by statute. Those aren't arbitrary dates. So as a rule, we have said if these aren't in on time, they aren't accepted. So that's not really a choice we even have. If they aren't in by the dates set by statute, they won't be considered. So that's something for the public to keep in mind.
And, Terry, what I do make the call on sometimes is if Daryl has his guys that are runners, like if they're not, if it's not anything real major, they just want somebody to come look at, hey, can you come look at this building? We've got it measured wrong, or we think this is this. I may have him send one of his guys out that doesn't get paid what Daryl gets because, it, you know, just to look at that. Now, if it's anything real major, I mean, then that's different. But he might, you know, if it's just a, he's had one gentleman with him for a long time that's probably eventually going to take over.
So many of them are retired now.
And so, you know, it's up to you guys. The only thing that I will say, too, is that Daryl works in multiple counties. So he's already blocked off some dates for me because I get him right at the beginning because, you know, he works in several counties. It's not just ours. And I don't think Lloyd pretty much just does ours, I think. He doesn't do much more. He does do a few appraisals, but not.
But with working different counties, that probably gives him a better idea of what stuff's bringing too, right?
Oh, yeah. He's been in the bit. He's 80.
All right. Anything
so
else
you guys
Patty?
Have time. I just wanted to bring that, you know, because at some point, probably, well, April.
We might need equalization more here, Gary. We had a full
plate
at equalization. With that, anything else? We will adjourn equalization at 8:47 on the clock.